The next patient is Brunilda Santiago. The last name is Santiago. The first name is Brunilda. This is a clinical case of a 70-year-old Hispanic female that has a 25-year history of diabetes mellitus. The patient's compliance with the medications seems to be questionable. She has the medications, but she is not taking the medications as recommended by the primary care physicians, period. The best recommendation is for her to continue the follow-up with Mrs. Hannah Campbell, APRN, in order to get and to achieve a blood sugar control. The patient has evidence of a fasting blood sugar that is 386, and a hemoglobin A1C as of July the 28th of 2023 of 13.7, period. With this hyperglycemia, the patient has hyperfiltration, and she is with a creatinine of 0.79 with a BUN of 14. Interestingly, the urinalysis failed to show any proteinuria in the dipstick. The protein creatinine ratio has not been calculated. Number two. The patient suffers from arterial hypertension, but this hypertension is under control. The patient has lost 24 pounds of body weight. It's 162. Blood pressure is 123 over 63. The reason for the weight loss could be the hyperglycemia by itself. But it seems to me that the patient has changed the lifestyle. She's more conscious of what she eats. Following number is hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient is with severe hypercholesterolemia. The cholesterol is 234, the HDL is 49, and the LDL is 141. The patient has the atorvastatin, 40 milligrams every day, but she's not taking it, and she's recommended to go back to it. Following number, follows gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, documentation 7 minutes. The next patient is Mr. Victor Santiago. The last name is Santiago. First name is Victor. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is a chronic renal disease patient that received the second kidney transplant in 2016. The patient was in a stable condition up until 3 weeks ago when he started to have urinary symptoms. And it was very difficult to pass the urine, and he says that he was even painful. Initially, he was admitted to Advent Health. He was given antibiotics. He got better. He got better. He was discharged. But soon thereafter, the patient continued to experience the urinary symptoms and decided to go to Highlands Hospital. And according to the description, he passed a lower stone. The ultrasound that was done in the Advent Health showed that the transplanted right kidney had a stone that was non-obstructive. Apparently, in Highlands, the patient had a stone that was in the bladder and eventually got it stuck in the urethra, and after maneuvers and catheters that were passed by the nurses, the obstruction was released. The patient urinated very well and eventually was released from the hospital. This afternoon, this patient has an appointment with the urologist, Dr. Povi, P-O-V-I. He has a significant prostatism, and in view of the visit, I decided to wait until the patient gets evaluation in order to provide the administration of tamsulosin and or Proscar, period. Period. Number two, the patient has a history of a kidney transplant that was done in 2016 that has been functioning very well. The patient has been immunosuppressed with the administration of Myfortic 360 milligrams three times a day, prednisone 5 milligrams every day, and tacrolimus, 4 capsules in the morning, 1 milligram, and 3 in the afternoon. Today in laboratory workup, the serum creatinine is 1, the estimated GFR is above 60. The patient doesn't have evidence of significant proteinuria. There is only trace of protein that we have to follow closely. In the protein creatinine ratio, is consistent with 235 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period pending is the results of the prograf levels. Following number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 122 over 69. A following number, the patient has a history of anemia or chronic kidney disease. However, the hemoglobin is reported at 12.8 with a hematocrit of 40.9. A following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 143, HDL 43. an LDL of 70. Following number, the patient has had a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy that is followed by Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Following number, BPH that is going to be evaluated by Dr. Povey. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes of the time reviewing the lab and the face-to-face 20 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.